G'day, welcome back to the Misfits Podcast. I'm here, it's me, Cam. Next to me is Toby.
Hello.
Across from me is Jay.
How's it going?
And across from me as well is Matt.
Oh, me, I'm all Matt.
Are we all present?
We're all present.
We're all present.
Very good.
You're present, Jay?
I'm present.
You're not on your fucking opioids again?
No, not this time.
not today.
Not today?
Allegedly.
Bit of an opioid-free day, is it? Or you got plans for later?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Something cheeky planned. Yeah.
People always ask me, where's Jay? Why isn't he on the podcast so much?
Opioids.
It's
the only way I can function.
Yeah. Most people have a cup of coffee in the morning.
No, opioids.
Jay, it's a needle
first
in the arm.
First thing. Yeah.
Yep. Good way to start the day.
Nice.
I mean, it's different strokes, isn't it?
Yeah, different folks, different strokes.
Another day, another dollar. Sorry, I just
wait for it in.
Just trying to say a random saying. Yeah. Matt, you got any fun sayings?
Drugs are bad.
Okay.
That was not quite
that's not true.
Not as fun.
Also, just offensive to Jay has just been talking about his opioid. I was about to say problem, but it's not that, is it?
No,
no,
I love
he's,
it.
He's managing
it. Doesn't
I love
sound
it.
Like a problem.
No, it's not
it
a problem.
Scheduled.
How can it be a problem if you love it so much?
You just hate doing it. You know?
Just
hate yourself.
It just feels so good.
It's not a problem.
That's the thing that people always like quick to assume that other people have drug problems, but really a problem is an individual thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not problem, the drugs that are the problem. It's the
constant judgment.
Exactly. And the lack of money.
The lack of money.
And the, you know, sucking dick for drugs.
Okay, but these are all things that, like, a problem is something that is identified within the individual. No?
Yeah, no, and I'm not saying you have
like
a problem.
Like, you might look at a homeless person shivering on the street, shooting up a needle and say, oh, he's got a drug problem.
No.
Maybe he's fucking having a good time, though.
I reckon his problem is more that he's a bit cold.
Yeah, I reckon he's shivering.
Maybe,
he's not having a seizure.
But even that, you know, maybe he likes the cold. You just don't know these things.
I'm assuming.
We're a very judgmental people.
Yes, we are.
In this modern world.
Yeah, you're right.
And I don't know if that's for the best. I think you just let people be, do their thing.
And we should cancel anyone that, you know, does otherwise.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm in agreement with you.
Anyone that says that you have a drug problem should be canceled.
Wait, so the judges, are we going to cancel all judges?
Yeah. I reckon it's out the window with the legal system.
I don't think a judge can tell you that you have a drug problem.
No.
You can we cancel people that cancel people? Does that like break the system?
It's a bit of a fucking unorthodox situation.
That seems like...
Because then you're canceling people.
You're canceling yourself.
You're becoming
canceler.
It's a bit of a paradox, Matt.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's really going to benefit society.
You really fucked up that one, Matt.
You fucked that up big time.
Jesus Christ.
If I do it as like a self-sacrifice, I cancel the canceling people, and by then cancel myself, and it cancels off them, it's just a big shockwave.
You're in a big loop of cancellation.
Yeah.
Like me when I want to cancel a Netflix subscription.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. And then they tell me I can't because I haven't actually been paying it.
You can't cancel.
They tell me I can't because I'm actually several months behind on my bills.
Yeah.
Like, you can't stop now.
Just in an endless
paid us for the last six months.
And then Hulu comes in. It's just like a big ordeal.
Wait, is that can't be a real thing, that if you haven't paid, you can't cancel your subscription?
I wouldn't know. But
it seems like a great way to get into even further debt.
Yeah, well, he's got to get the money for the opioids somehow.
I need to watch Harry Potter. It's on Netflix.
Okay, that's fair.
I need to keep watching
it. That's fair. Are you trying to promote Harry Potter and Netflix right now?
Maybe.
Okay.
Did you take a check from Netflix and Harry Potter for more opioids?
I may have. Jesus. Maybe it's not exactly that. Maybe.
No, not a check. They're just giving them the opioids.
Oh,
just that's my plug.
Direct payment.
Yeah, that's my plug.
Netflix themselves.
Well, if you gave someone with an actual opioid addiction, if you gave them a placebo. Wait, no, what's it called? What's a sugar pill called?
Like a placebo.
It is just called a placebo?
Well, you mean like a pill that is masquerading as a drug, but is actually nothing?
Nothing.
Yeah, placebo.
Okay. I thought that was just the effect.
Mm.
No.
But anyway, if you gave it to someone that had a drug problem, I wonder
what would happen?
if they would feel any effects.
I don't think so.
Or if they would just go on a murderous rage.
I think they'd be like, fuck, this meth sucks.
True,
meth
I guess.
Is nothing.
Sometimes the drugs probably are just not very good.
You know, probably,
it's like with those fake
probably
cigarettes.
Probably a bit spotty. It's not like they're being made in a pharmacy.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Sometimes, you know, you probably get meth and you're like, oh, bad batch.
Yeah, but I think it's, oh, it's still meth.
Yeah, that's true.
No, it's still a bit methy.
It's a bit methy.
It's a bit methy for my taste.
Me when I walk into my room and I've got a lisp.
Sorry, I'm done. That was the last one.
No,
methy in there. Clean up.
It's a bit methy.
All my opioids on the floor.
My favorite soccer player.
No, meth isn't even an opioid. I don't know why you're talking about meth. It's like Jada's meth.
No, I wasn't saying Jay does math.
I would though, but
you would,
yeah.
Yeah.
If the opportunity, arised.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, that's good to know.
Opioids, yeah. They're what more? Like, is it fentanyl an opioid?
I don't know. Listen, I'm not a drug addict. You're looking at me when the addict is sitting across the table. Yeah. Opioid, I know heroin is one.
Oh, heroin.
Or opium.
Lucky you.
Opium is the original opioid.
Yeah, opium's a good one. That's what all the gold miners used to use.
Yeah, when they weren't mining gold.
Yep, they were mining their fucking veins. Although they smoke opium. They're smoking it. Sorry,
you could probably do it multiple ways.
I don't have good drug knowledge.
I don't know if anyone talks about drugs more than this podcast while also having such a fucking shit knowledge of drugs.
Yeah, we might have to.
True.
Truly just fascinated, but clearly not enough to get educated.
I got taught about opium when I was a young kid at primary school.
Oh, yeah.
We went to...
Strange curriculum.
we went to Arrowtown.
Okay.
And they told us about all the gold miners doing opium.
Arrowtown, New Zealand.
Yeah, but
lovely place.
I distinctly remember they said that it was only the Chinese miners that were doing opium.
Right.
So maybe New Zealand's just a bit racist.
I think that sounds a bit racist to me.
Definitely. Now, like, thinking back on it, at the time I was like, yeah, okay. Mm. But now I'm like, that's actually... I'm sure there were some other people doing it.
Yeah. I think that whole situation's a bit fucked.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, why are they doing it?
Yeah, fuck you, New Zealand.
Fuck, yeah, the dark side of New Zealand.
They're supposed to be quite chill. You know, I was talking to someone today about New Zealand. New Zealand feels like a very safe country.
Okay.
I feel like it feels quite safe.
Quite
I think
safe.
So, yeah. Yep.
But it's got really high crime rates.
Is it?
Yeah.
Where?
Because New Zealand. There's nothing to do, that's why.
Yeah, there's nothing to do, so everyone just kills cunts. Yeah.
Well, where do they fucking hide? It's like a tiny island.
Kills cunts.
Like, it's not uncommon to hear of, you know, some... Yeah. Someone that's a bit diverse getting the shit kicked out of them in
Jesus.
Auckland City.
Yeah. Fucking, what, do you work for the tourism agency?
Do you want to get the shit kicked out of you?
Are you a minority?
Come to New Zealand.
In or down in New Zealand, cunt.
I haven't heard that. I haven't.
But I'm pretty sure New Zealand has quite a high crime rate.
I think
rate.
So. I'm pretty sure that's accurate.
Because I remember growing up thinking, fuck, I'm so glad I live in New Zealand. It's so safe. And then one day it was...
And you're like, oh, wait, I'm just from a rich, white, affluent family.
Yeah, that helped. That helped. But then I was like, I remember reading something one day and it was like, yeah, New Zealand's actually quite high on the crime rate leaderboard. Oh. We're doing quite well.
We're doing quite well. I mean, that's when I decided to start robbing banks.
I just wanted to say, you know, take part.
Up the stats. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. If you're going to like start committing crimes... What kind of area
allegedly.
Would you go
into? Yeah, allegedly. Can't
well,
now.
If I was going to start crimes.
What was that?
What does that mean?
Oh, that in quotation marks.
Quotation
yeah, because I'm not going to start. That's what I mean.
Going to resume.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay.
That's what it made it seem like you've been doing it for years.
I'd probably steal animals from the zoo.
Ooh.
That's very specific.
It's a difficult thing to pull off.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what makes it fun. It's the chase.
You literally the chasing chase. Monkeys.
Oh, God. And the planning, the heist.
You sound like one of those hunters that just goes to Africa and shoots like a fucking animal that's like just trapped in a cage. You go, it's all for the thrill of the hunt.
Yeah, that sounds like
you're
fun.
Literally talking about caged animals. There's no chase involved.
No. I mean like the chase of the glory.
Okay.
Like I'm not actually chasing the animals physically, but I have to plan and that's the chase.
Where's the glory come from though? Because people aren't going to be happy about that when you release an animal. It's not like you're going to be talking of the town like praise be to Toby, free the tiger from the zoo.
Well,
mauled several children.
I didn't free it.
I
kept it.
Okay.
Yeah. So I mean, sorry. I
now
mean,
it's just under your captivity.
I mean, hypothetically, I would have kept it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And what animal would you go for?
Ah, red panda.
Red panda.
I think that'd be where I'd start because it's quite small.
You're gonna steal a red panda from the zoo.
Well, yeah, because I don't want to start with like something big and dangerous. Yeah. I gotta kind of ease my way in.
Yeah.
And I probably shouldn't rob the same zoo over and over. Although,
Although it went so well the first time. You start with the red panda? Isn't that an endangered species?
Oh, well, maybe, but they're also really cute.
Yeah.
That's very true.
They are quite cute. They're little guys, no?
They kind of look like raccoons, but red.
Yeah, they do. Red. They don't look like pandas.
They should
at
be
all.
Called red raccoons.
Yeah.
Whoever named them is a fucking idiot.
I should rename them. I should get them all. I should steal them all.
Yeah. If someone stole all the red pandas in the world, then people would think they went extinct. And then you could re-release them.
You could re-release them.
It's not a fucking
black market.
It's red raccoons.
Yeah. Good.
Fucking Jesus
what
Christ.
If I stole a raccoon and painted it red and then could I
Holy
sell it to
shit.
A zoo as a red panda?
Yeah, I think that's a little more sophisticated than you're imagining. Like, they're not dumb. These people are zoologists. they work in the field.
I feel like
a lot of...
Yeah,
but they're pandas. They're pretty dumb.
A lot of zookeepers.
Get away with it.
Yeah, the panda's not going to snitch, but the fucking zoo people are going to be like, oh, this just looks like a raccoon with really poorly spray-painted red all over it.
Hey, you don't know how good my spray-painting skills
just
are.
Died of fumes.
Yeah.
Just spray-paint the words red panda on it.
You have a red brain-damaged raccoon on your hands. So you're going to have. I'm not going to buy that. It's not even valuable.
Oh, yeah, but at least it'll be chill.
Yeah,
because it's fucking dead.
Yeah, but... You know, if he's a bit brain dead, it'll still be cute, but it'll
be good, like, to look at.
You think raccoons are cute? They're cute in a...
I think they are.
I think they're cute until you see them being little cunts.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, actually.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah.
You're going through me rubbish.
You're going through me rubbish.
You're looking at it.
Oh, you were cute.
It's now like you're going through my rubbish. That rubbish, though.
Yeah, like, put it back after.
Yeah.
Like, you take my rubbish, but just don't leave it all over the floor.
Mm.
You know,
yeah. No, they're
more than happy to accommodate.
Yeah,
if they
do. I don't need my rubbish.
They're a bit methy.
I wonder what animal would have the craziest reaction on drugs.
I don't know. Probably a chimpanzee
like
on meth.
Yeah, a chimpanzee or like a baboon like or something.
Well, they would be the most human reactions, I think.
Yeah.
Give them some. What are the drugs that make it so that when you shoot someone, they just keep walking?
Oh, like PCP. Or some
yeah,
shit.
Give them like PCP or something.
A gorilla just goes. Oh my god!
A gorilla with PCP. Oh,
dude, it would become fucking King Kong. Get shot at by a plane and just fucking swatted out of
King
the sky.
King Kong comes
Holy
to America.
Shit.
Oh, it's so sad. Yeah.
Just starts writing really good music all of a sudden.
King Kong comes to America and he wants to find a real jam.
He's on PCP. He's just on so much PCP. He's on a rampage. No one dares to stop him.
He's going
to
rise the ranks.
Yeah, he just rises the ranks in the corporate world.
He becomes literally the king. King Kong. He's just like, holy shit.
He invests in an Apple.
Yep.
Hey, they're getting smart, man. At some point, they're going to stop picking up basic English. And at some point, we're going to be unable to deny them, you know, just
basic human
you're
rights.
You're going to have like a orangutan on the subway with you.
Yeah.
Imagine that in a suit,
and you might question it, but
that's exactly what I imagined too.
He's just actually like hanging on the bars.
I reckon confidence gets you anywhere in this life, and if orangutan is just confidently riding the subway to suit and tie, I'm not even going to question it.
Yeah, I'm not going to quit.
Probably a job interview.
I'm like, damn, that's sick.
Imagine you lose a job interview to an orangutan.
You see him walk out of the office before you. He's just like, "Good luck, buddy." Like, what the fuck? This is BoJack Horseman. What the
monkey,
fuck is animals everywhere?
Hey, to break it to you, I killed that.
Dude, fucking crushed it. Good luck. See my resume. It's bananas.
Holy shit.
What crime would you be committing if you had to commit a crime? Yeah, if you were trying to up New Zealand on the leaderboard.
Jesus Christ. Man, that's a really good question. There's so many crimes.
Yeah, there's a lot of crimes.
Pick something unique, you know?
I feel like heists is that's a
heist
cool one.
Heist is cool.
Because you got a plan.
Yeah.
You're going to have a little crew with you that you trust.
Sort of heist.
Yeah. Mm.
That's why I chose the zoo heist.
The zoo heist.
Like Ocean's 11, but it's with the zoo.
Yeah.
Fuck.
We walk in and then we accidentally lock the security room and they're like, what's going on? We've lost power.
The security cameras are down, sir.
Oh, no, there's a man in the chair. There's a guy in the chimp exhibit. He's putting suits on the orangutans.
He's handing them CVs.
He's teaching them English.
Just giving them career advice.
Oh no, they're breaking out, but of their own free will.
My job.
I don't even want to stop them. I'm almost happy for them in a weird way.
Oh, this one invested in Bitcoin in 2008.
It's a millionaire.
Several offshore accounts.
This whole time he was just hiding out.
Holy shit.
Biding his time. Free rent. Rent free.
Free rent.
Yeah, that's what you don't think about.
Yeah.
Fucking pretty good gig being in a zoo.
And being in prison.
Yeah.
But there might be something to say about, you know, like maybe they're too comfortable in the zoo.
Yeah.
You know, they're all taken care of. They're also restricted.
Mildly depressed.
Lack of freedom.
Yeah.
Out in the wild. Sure,
yeah,
it's dangerous, but.
At night, they can just sneak out. Orangutan's got opposable thumbs. You know, he can be like, all right, guys, let's hit the clubs. Shing.
They have fucking locks on the door. It's not just like a kitty lock.
Yeah, well.
They're pretty smart.
I
think there probably are monkey clubs.
Have you seen a shaved monkey?
Oh, boy, have I.
Yeah. You see that? They can do anything.
They can eat, they do anything to me.
That's fair. I don't blame you.
I'm not interested, actually.
Oh, okay.
Nah, not into monkey sex. Just so you guys know.
Why not?
Oh, it's a bit...
That's fair.
A bit foul.
Yeah. Do I really have to get into that?
No, it's okay.
You really need the specifics on
why
I'm...
Yeah, sorry. I mean, who am I to question someone else's sexuality,
yeah,
you know?
It's just fucking strange of you.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, animals have escaped from zoos before.
Yeah.
There was a few situations in the past that I can't really remember the specifics of, but I'm pretty sure a tiger once escaped from the
zoo.
I think
it's happened.
Yep. I remember that.
Oh, yeah. And monkeys...
Yeah.
Escaped was somewhere.
I think I'm just thinking of Madagascar.
Think a giraffe. Yeah. Yeah.
I think about
there's
it.
Some penguins.
Marty.
Fucking like to move it, move it.
They flew a plane.
Holy shit.
I believe they went to Rio and robbed the casino.
Jesus Christ, they did that? They did the heist. Animal heist.
Yeah.
No.
Animal heist sounds like a sequel to Animal Farm.
Animal Farm.
All the pigs are being cunts and they're like, you know what? We need to break out of this farm and make some money.
Animal Heist. It's kind of like Chicken Run.
Yeah.
Remember that movie?
I do.
Creators of Wallace and Gromit. Yeah.
That came out when ants did.
Dude, we're just...
Are you fucking kidding me?
Our topics these days for the podcast are so strange.
Yeah.
This always seems to come back to old animated cartoons.
That's true. Yeah, but Chicken Run was sick.
Chicken Run
was they had to escape from the pie-making machine.
Yeah. I reckon if I was going to commit a crime...
Yeah?
It would probably be...
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly commit a crime. I don't know. It would be like just
stealing NFTs from the great NFT library.
No, that sounds really boring.
Yeah.
It's like the most boring heist ever.
That's a bit shit.
A bit cringe.
Not too bad.
No, it would be like just assassinating people, I reckon. Or
That's fair.
From a great distance.
A sniper, so like Chris Kyle type shit.
Yeah. American sniper, but I'm not American and I almost always miss.
Yeah, maybe you'll get a movie made about you.
I reckon I'll just be a really shitty assassin.
Yeah, if you're a really shitty assassin and you're really breaking the law.
I'm on the assassin, I just like spooking people.
I just shoot at people every now and again.
Yeah, like I'll just shoot a sniper from way away. I'll be aiming at your study window and I'll just miss your head by a little bit and that'll be it. And like then you just have to live with the knowledge that someone tried to fucking kill you.
Yeah, that would be good for you, I reckon. If you like got shot at but they like missed and you'd be like, you'd have a whole new outlook on life.
I reckon that's a
so
worse
you'd be doing
fate.
People a favor, I reckon.
I know what you could do.
What?
If you wanted to do that in real life and it be actually legal, just shine a red laser pointer through people's windows.
Yeah.
So that people think that, you know, in movies, it's like the snipers have a laser on them so that you can see.
Mm-hmm.
Just do that.
How are they going to see it?
Well,
it's on them. So if you got a laser in your head.
If you maybe put it like somewhere where they'll see it.
Right.
Like put it and then, on the paper and then like move it up.
Yeah. Know? And like then really just cinematic. On a Bluetooth speaker, play a really loud gunshot noise.
Or rock the window.
Oh, fuck.
No, I'm committed to this idea of like shooting near their head.
Yeah, no, that is good too.
It's worse than death because that, like, imagine that.
Yeah, it would traumatize
fucking,
you.
You're going to be a little bit freaked out for
You'd
a while.
You'd always be looking behind your shoulder.
Because you'll never have any explanation as to who it was or why.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll live a totally clean life. You haven't really bugged anyone. Maybe you're a nice guy. Someone tries to kill you for what? You're going to be asking some questions. You're going to be looking at God.
You know what would be fun?
Why have you forsaken me?
That's similar in some ways.
What?
Just emailing people's wives and saying that you're a hooker and that your husband, their husband fucked you.
So just like fucking with people.
just convincing someone's wife that their husband cheated.
Just calling their landline.
Yeah.
Hi. Hey, ready for another session tonight? Who the fuck is this? Oh, sorry.
Is this Barry? Oh.
Oh, it isn't?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, no.
That'd be a pretty good one.
Yeah, it's not a crime either. That one's just
sort of
good,
like a
good wholesome fun.
You're sort of like a divorce assassin.
Yeah.
Instead of killing people, you're just getting people divorced for no reason.
Assassinating marriages.
You're just assassinating people's relationships.
Yeah. A kid pays you. Oh, mom and dad are a bit annoying. I want 2 Christmases. So they assassinate you through divorce.
Never heard of a kid intentionally
sneaking into
divorcing
their bedroom, fucking hiding like lingerie in their bedroom at night.
Yeah, yeah.
2
parents get divorced. You're like, was it my fault? Like, it was my fault.
Holy fuck!
I did this.
2 Christmases, bitch.
You don't know the half of it.
Daddy, I want a PS4. Mom, I want an Xbox 360.
I'll never play either of them. I got a Switch.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's a pretty good idea, I reckon.
Yeah, I like that. I like the almost assassinations.
You're pretty good at this. You should work at a like career advice place, but for potential criminals? For future criminals.
Yeah, yeah, future criminals. I don't. I'm not doing anything actually illegal right now.
Yeah.
Mm.
So just future criminals. I just like tease them onto the path.
Yeah.
Here's some legal shit you can do that's really fucked up, and eventually you'll start doing illegal shit.
I reckon it's quite a confusing time when you're a young person leaving school. You're trying to figure out what to do with your life. It'd be real nice if people, you went to see a career advisor and then it's like a...
Yeah, divorce.
Just like a really bad influence as well. It was like, okay, here's all the things you can do if you want to fuck your life up.
Yeah.
Here's some good options for you, you know? And then like you also have another person that balances that out with, well, here's all the good options. And then you sort of leave it up to the kid. They're like, well, now I truly understand the range of where my life could head.
Yeah.
You can go down this path or this path. Or
that's nice.
Maybe this path over here.
Quite beautiful.
Yeah. I reckon it's better than sheltering the kids and then them just getting up to the bad stuff anyway.
Yeah.
Let them know their options.
Yeah. You can do meth. You can get your parents divorced.
I guess in a lot of ways, that's what this podcast is.
Yeah. So I think it would be a good dare, though. You
good
know?
Dare.
It's like, I bet you can't make your parents get divorced. I bet $100.
It's a really fucked up sleepover.
Because like, to a kid, $100 is a lot of money.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They'll be like, oh, I'm going to try quite hard for that, actually. $100, I could get like a 2 Xbox games. Yeah. Maybe
2 Xbox games, and it'll only cost my parents a marriage of 20 years.
Yeah, well, steal. they don't think about it like that. They're just like,
yeah, because kids are selfish.
Oh yeah, my parents fight sometimes. They probably hate each other.
I reckon they're on the brink.
Yeah, I would just tip them over.
A bit shaky.
Yeah, why not? You know, why not? Sounds like a bit of fun.
Something to think about for sure.
Might head down to a local primary school after this. Well, there's got to be someone that I know, otherwise I don't get to see it.
Fucking, you're really. Sinister thought, person yeah. underneath the surface.
Sounds personal almost. You know?
This is all, we're all joking here, but there's something about Toby's tone lets me know that she really does tamper with people's lives like this from time to time.
Well, I mean,
maybe not on a marriage level, but
well, sometimes
just tinkering
tampering.
About in the shadows.
It's just nice to see what you could do, you know?
It's nice like, to have think, power.
Sort of power you have.
Yeah. Thinking back on my relationships, I'm wondering if you fucked those up.
Well, you know, sometimes it's nice to keep your friends single.
I haven't spoken to my grandma in months because of that incident. Was that you? It was you. Well, she's near death. I should have been fucking bonding with her this whole time.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't have eaten a hot dog around her.
What?
I don't know.
You should have given me a hot dog right before I met her. Or I saw her that
oh, way. She hates hot dogs. I'm going to give Cam a hot dog.
I would tell him to eat it real slow. Like just so subtly slow. She cooked me a meal. I was eating the hot dog the whole time. It's rude. She's upset with me. I'm upset with her.
That would spill mustard on your shirt. You don't look presentable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
What do you put on your hot dogs, Matt?
Clearly mustard.
Yeah, ketchup, mustard, relish, onions.
What is relish?
It's like pickles, but like chopped
okay,
up.
Okay.
Pre-pickles.
Yeah, that chopped up good. Green shit. Yeah. Sauce.
Sounds good.
So it's like a pesto.
Okay.
Of a pickly pesto.
Pickly pesto.
I reckon if you get if you're eating a hot dog and you get a bit of mustard on your shirt, there's no choice left than to commit and just to
smear the entire
spray a ton of mustard and ketchup and relish on yourself
and
just,
call it art.
Just own it.
Yeah.
Be like, yeah, I'm a hot dog.
Yeah, I'm a hot dog.
Wrap yourself in a big old bun.
A fucking bun.
It's either that or you're kind of like half in, half out with it, aren't you?
Yeah.
Like yeah.
Go full balls to the wall hot dog on him.
I mean, I think I'm okay with just having a little bit of mustard on me.
Nah, you should do the whole thing and then be like, I'm a little hot dog looking for a bun. And then try to get people to hug you.
Okay, I'm kind of on board with it again.
I'm just a little hot dog.
I'm just a little hot
I
dog.
I just want a bun.
My
name's
Frank the Frankfurter. I'm just looking for a little toasty bun.
I'm filthy Frankfurter.
Filthy Frankfurter.
Holy shit.
I reckon if I was to commit a crime,
okay,
I would probably hypothetically steal money from my friends for an opioid
addiction.
Fuck.
Hypothetically,
that's where it's been going. My account's great.
Allegedly,
how would you steal that hypothetically?
I would probably
embezzle it from a podcast.
I would slowly siphon it from people's accounts.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah very okay. slowly in small increments, so it's almost unnoticeable.
Yeah, you wouldn't like hypothetically, you know, take the top layer of Marmite. Of someone's Marmite every day.
Why am I missing a dollar on every day for like the last month and it says 4 drugs?
Well, is it does it say 4 drugs as in it's 4 drugs or 4 drugs?
It says 4 drugs.
So they're getting 4 drugs from
who's drugs?
Who could be doing that?
Who's drugs? Who's that for? I don't know that person.
If he was going to do that, I don't think he'd label it as blatantly as 4 drugs.
Yeah, 5 drugs.
It like masqueraded as like a Twitch Prime subscription or something.
Oh, that's smart. Zolia.
$4.99 every month.
Exactly.
That's genius.
That's genius.
Yeah.
It is very genius.
Even think about the fact that like...
Some would call me a genius.
Shit, why stop there? Why not just stream on Twitch?
Yeah.
Get people to subscribe to you.
People did
and
that.
Then you use those sub money to buy drugs.
That's
like the easiest way to embezzle it. It's so smart.
Wasn't there a thing that came out recently about that? Some Turkish Valorant players got like caught embezzling money like through bits and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It was like a big, massive deal.
It was like, it was money laundering, wasn't it?
Money laundering or something,
Buying subs on their mates Twitch so that they could launder money.
It's a really good fucking way to embezzle money. I never thought of that.
Yeah,
because bits and stuff like that, Twitch doesn't get a cut, so they were just sending lots.
Holy shit!
Yeah, they were getting a cut.
Were they like big streamers? Like
no, and that's why streamers? They got caught. Yeah, because
everyone was like, "Why are they making so much money?
These guys got such rich fans."
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's
crazy.
Nah, I'm so smart, but fucking hell.
Yeah.
How long were they doing it for, do you know?
It had to have been months because they shot up pretty quickly, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, like you.
on a daily basis.
Yeah. You know, speaking of stealing like a little bit of money from a lot of people, I remember like ages ago, PlayStation got hacked.
I do remember
which
that.
Which time?
But I'm pretty sure there was one time where it got hacked and they took a dollar from like every PSN account that had a credit card linked to their account.
Ooh.
Which you do that. You're making like, you're probably making a few $1 million.
You had to have.
Which is fucking crazy. Just from taking a dollar. No one's
who's
really
going to notice a $1
charge? Yeah, exactly. And if they, even if they notice, they'll be like, okay, PSN $1. I don't know what that is, but that's probably fine.
It's a thing, man. You get fucking a dollar from everyone. You got a lot of dollars on your hand all of a sudden.
Yeah, if you get a dollar from every person in the world, that's like $7 million.
That's
insane. $7 million. Yeah, ridiculous.
Wait, did they refund the money? Am I still missing a dollar?
I don't know. That's a great point.
I don't even know, man.
I could be making this up,
I could use
too.
That dollar someday. I feel like you might be making this up.
No, as in like I do.
I remember them getting hacked.
I believe it being true, but it could be that as a kid, I thought it was, I was like, they should, the person hacking them should do this. And then I'm now believing it as it's just what happened.
This is one of your wacky ideas.
Another scheme.
It might be real. I don't know. But
right. That's pretty much the tagline of this podcast.
It might be real.
It might be real. Or it might be another hour of improv.
I might have killed someone and buried them in Cam's backyard. And then Cam's landlord came over and, you know, peeled some oranges, and Cam hates oranges, but
the rotting corpse might stink to this day.
Yeah, but also might not. It might be real. I don't know.
Mm.
That's where the ants are coming from.
Allegedly.
Oh!
Bro, don't even say that.
Sorry.
Don't bring
You're
ants.
Fucking absolutely it. Right, though.
You know how Cam feels about ants.
Yeah, doesn't like them.
Bug life's better.
Yeah.
Oh, have you seen that movie Ants?
I have. 1998, Christopher Walken.
It was 2002. All right.
You said 1998?
I thought it was.
Come on.
That's really all we got.
You should
ants.
Know this.
Yeah.
You ever been to the zoo and see the little spiders? You know, they had the little spider enclosures and shit with really venomous spiders.
What's this? Spider-Man?
Well, at the zoo. Stealing animals.
Yuck.
Those are probably the easiest ones to pull off, is to steal a bunch of spiders.
You know, tarantulas and shit are actually worth heaps of money.
No
really?
Shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Which ones?
I don't know, but like I knew a guy who bought tarantulas for like thousands of dollars.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Makes like sense. A they're fucking cool.
I've looked at tarantulas before. You can buy them for like a few hundred bucks. I guess it depends
on like some
the
real
type.
Ones.
There's some big ones.
Like
bird eating.
Why'd I say that like that?
There's some big ones.
There's some big ones.
Bird eating tarantulas are huge, and Goliath tarantulas are fucking enormous. They're like this big.
Especially if you have a bird problem. They're probably good to
just eat birds.
Yeah. Would you just throw the tarantula at the birds in the trees? Or
no, yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't own one.
I'm pretty sure you can get blinded by a tarantula.
The
little hairs they have on their back, they can scrape them, and they'll go flying up, and then if they go in your eyes, it blinds you.
Damn, like little hairy spores.
Yeah, it could be real. I don't know.
Could be real. I don't know.
Could be real.
Fucking
this is the thing.
Allegedly.
You know, sometimes I say stuff, and I just go, this could be just so wrong, and I just don't know.
We've done this for many years now, doing this.
Yeah, I know.
It's actually vastly irresponsible.
Well, everyone does it. In real life, like
everyone does it.
Most people, the shit they say, they don't know for a fact that it's true.
That's absolutely true. We live in a time where people are just consuming nuggets of information and making the rest up for themselves.
Yeah, you read a headline, and you're like, okay, I know the story now.
Yeah,
and also, there's so much false news out there as well.
Yep.
Fake news. Yeah. It's everywhere.
Yeah. All right. Let's get into it. Fake news.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's very easy to be very misinformed. Feeling very informed.
I think most people are very misinformed. You know why? It's because the world is a very complicated place, Toby.
Yes, complications.
To understand everything, fuck, you gotta be a bit brainy.
Yeah.
Stephen Hawking.
Yeah. Yes. Well, why would you bring him up?
He's a bit brainy.
He is. He was a bit brainy. Now he's dead.
Yeah. He was actually the king of hawks.
Dude.
The Hawk King. I am the Hawk King.
Whenever he wasn't using his chair, he was just being carried around by giant hawks. Like, his main form of transportation.
He had a closed funeral because it was all just hawks.
Holy
shit. That's the sound he made when he's being carried by a giant hawk.
Holy
That's
shit.
Why he always had those claw marks on his shoulders.
Yeah.
His shirt's just in tatters being carried place to place by a hawk.
Everyone thought he just didn't like getting changed.
Which makes sense.
Getting changed.
His legs didn't work, so having a hawk or hawks to carry him around.
Yeah.
Why didn't you get a parrot? At least parrots could fucking speak.
Oh my god.
Because his name's Hawk King.
Oh.
Not Parrot King.
Oh, you're right. Didn't think of that one.
Matt didn't even get that joke. It's like, why are they talking about hawks? Parrots are way cooler.
Yeah. Are you dumb? At least like a dog.
I've heard that any bird with a hooked beak can actually talk.
Really?
Not just parrots.
There are a few that can
it
hawk.
Might be real.
I've heard.
Now I'm just second guessing everything I say.
I think I read this in an article about an article.
Written in this article was
about this.
Here's my opinion
Holy
on it.
Holy shit.
Like, what are the true sources of information we can trust?
Wikipedia.
Fox News.
Wikipedia, huh? The one that can be edited by fucking anyone and it relies on donations.
Holy shit. Sorry.
Oh, they're paid news.
They're paid news, man.
Okay.
Wikipedia's fraudulent. No, I'm just kidding. Wikipedia is a pretty good resource. If you want to get lied to.
You just...
You really hate Wikipedia.
Yeah, well, they made some shit up about me and I'm not very happy about it.
Spitz's Wikipedia page says that he like just has a collection of children around the world
I don't
from
have that.
Various mistresses.
I don't even collect them.
You don't collect them. You have them, but you don't you collect them.
It's not collectibles. They're fucking people. Jesus, have some decency, Wikipedia. They're called my children. I collect them. I just have a lot of kids.
Yeah, gotta catch them all.
I don't catch them. I fucking inseminate
them.
People and then... Sorry. I don't harvest them either. They're not crops. You guys are being really fucking awful about this.
I'm sorry.
I was trying to... Yeah, you guys are being real Wikipedias right now.
Sorry, we're spreading false information.
Yeah, you are.
IMDb is a great source of information.
IMDb?
Yeah.
I'm the best.
IMDb.
I'm the best.
I am the best actor. 7.7 IMDb.
Holy shit.
IMDb is all right if you want to look up who's in a movie, I suppose. Who held the camera, etc.
Yeah.
Not that much else going on
there.
That's
a great source of information for that.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Oh, who was in that? Oh, IMDb.
See, it's true, though.
No, that's not really like scientific.
Okay.
What's the worst rated movie of all time?
Isn't The Room pretty up there?
Oh, true.
Is it actually?
I don't know if it's actually the worst rated.
Yeah.
But it's like the most cult classic worst film ever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's got to be one.
The Room. You know,
oh, wait. Isn't that the one we watched with the...
No, we watched the movie about The Room with the...
Oh, yeah. The
DeFranco.
Parody of it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's Tommy Wiseau. He's a real person.
Tommy Wiseau, yeah.
Tommy Wozniak.
From some unknown place in Eastern Europe. Yeah, nice guy.
Borat?
No, I don't like that one. What the hell?
This is my neighbor.
I haven't actually seen the original Room movie,
neither.
So I cannot speak to its terribleness.
Yeah.
I'm too afraid to watch it. I'm just afraid it'll be bad.
Tommy Wiseau gives you nightmares.
What about The Birds?
The Birds?
The horror movie?
The horror movie that's just got horribly made CGI birds attacking people.
Is that
I saw it as a kid, alley. So I thought it was real. So.
The only one I can think of is Sharknado.
Oh.
That's a good one, mate.
I remember the trailers for that.
Yeah. It's the only one I can think of.
Sharknado sounds like the name of a burrito. I don't know why. It just sounds like a good name for a burrito.
Sharkfin
burrito. Sharknado. This is the Beefnado.
The Beefnado.
I know. Yeah. Some pretty bad movies. Yeah. I think worse than a bad movie is a mediocre movie.
Yes, I agree.
Because bad movies are at least fun.
High budget, but mediocre.
A bad movie, you can enjoy it. You can hate watch it.
Yeah.
Mediocre movie is just fucking boring. It's like watching paint dry.
I'm not even going to get into it. It just pissed me off. It was a trash movie.
What movie was it?
The Eternals.
The Eternals.
I didn't like it.
That came out recently.
What is the Eternals?
The new Marvel one.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, like, that's a new Marvel movie?
Yeah.
It's a bit was it?
It was just like basically them trying to introduce new characters. And
it was a sci-fi thing or what? I forget.
Yeah,
some magic
basically.
Shit?
Yeah, it's basically like they tried to rip off DC characters. Like one of them's literally Superman. Like the exact same powers. Anyways, it was...
Yeah, that's the problem with it. It's about talking about mediocre movies on a podcast. It's just fucking downer.
Exactly. Just, yeah.
Because all you have to say is like, yeah, it was just really boring. Honestly, forgettable. Can't really even remember a single scene that stood out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, well, now a bunch of people aren't going to watch it. So you save people.
I save people the time and the money.
So they should probably buy you some opioids.
That would be nice. That'd be nice.
That's actually a great idea.
Yeah. I'm going to sell my services.
Yeah. Yeah, just sell tell people what movies are shit.
Yeah, I have other services too. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, anyways.
You stand outside a movie theater like, don't see that.
Don't see that, yeah.
I can avoid that.
Oh, thanks, mate. Here's some opium.
Yeah, the other services.
I've got some opium.
Involve me standing on the corner of a street.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What street?
Just the corner of streets.
Like, that doesn't matter. Any street,
any
day.
Street, any day, any time, any place.
You stand there, and what the fuck does? How you get paid for that?
Basically, people just ask me for favors. It's just a favor.
Is it like a very specific type of favor?
I mean, I'm just doing favors for people.
Do the favors tend to be the same thing every time?
You're skirting around the topic, though.
I'm not going to judge them for what sort of favor they are.
And you're not. Right. It's not like. But it's not a trade. Like you're not exchanging a service for money.
No, I'm just doing a favor, and they.
You're just doing someone
just
a favor.
Tip me afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Completing
do
the favor.
Favors happen to be like very similar every time?
Yeah,
yeah,
like, all like that. In the same sort of category of favor.
Yeah, I've noticed that. The same place, same same sort of people,
Same people,
yeah.
returning customers. Which
I wouldn't call them customers,
right? Favors,
favorable,
maybe customers.
Sounds like you're their favorite.
Yeah,
your favorite.
Yeah,
guy.
I'm just. I'm
do you
just...
get in their cars?
Yeah.
They take you anywhere or you just do it?
Anywhere.
Do they pull up and honk their horn at you and then you get in?
Yeah.
Do you wear an outfit? You wear fishnets or something?
Even like a tutu or something?
I just do what I have to do, okay? I just do what I have to do.
You're smiling, but you're dead inside.
I'm dead inside.
Yeah. It just slips as water. Fucking terrible. Man.
Yeah, wow.
Jesus Christ.
I had no idea Jay had really dropped this far off the wagon.
Yeah, it all went downhill.
Sounds like he's doing fine.
Yeah, he's making money. He's making money from just doing favors for people. It sounds sick. It sounds like he's like, you know, in Skyrim or something.
Living my best life.
You're contributing to society in some sense.
Mm.
Is that important to you guys that you contribute to society at some point in your life?
No.
No, not at all.
I pay taxes. I'm contributing.
Yeah, are you? Are they really?
I'm not.
Yeah, that's the thing, man.
What, do you want to contribute to society?
I feel like at some point I would like to feel like I've done something good.
That's fair.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that.
I feel like I'll reach a point where I'm like, man, I should probably get involved in my community.
Yeah. Maybe I'll like open a charity or something to as a tax write-off.
As a tax write-off.
The charity can be like
bullshitcharity.com.
No, the charity can be like accounting services for poor people that can't afford accountants.
Right. So you just tell them how, so you just go to their house and tell them how fucked they are then.
No, just
you're fucking broke.
I'll just tell them how to screw over the government.
Fucking go to their house, look over their finances. Jesus Christ, you are
copious amounts of debt.
You are out of sorts. Yeah. This is.
I'm not an accountant, but I can tell this is bad.
There is a lot to be done. Yeah. I don't even know if I can do it. Right, I think you're fucked.
That's my professional opinion.
You've been in this position how long? Fuck me, 8 years.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
You should get a job, huh?
If you considered working, no. I mean, that could be a thing. It's probably a thing that people do already. They offer
accounting services. Yeah. I mean, it genuinely sounds like a nice form of charity. I find that like the best charities are the small ones.
Mm.
You know, big charities they just got too many employees to pay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Small charities is like, you know, it's just one cunt in his garage. You know,
or on a street corner.
Yeah. Just one cunt in his garage stopping. Okay. Child labor.
Sound a bit.
One man business.
Yeah.
Give him back the only way he knows how.
Yeah, he's just out there.
Sloppy toppy.
Yeah.
He's a vigilante stopping human trafficking.
Stopping human trafficking.
And he just needs
heroin without the N.
Hero. He's a hero. He just needs a bit of cash on the side to keep him going.
The unsung hero. Yeah. Basically Batman. It's like the Batman of sucking cock.
Yeah.
Cock man.
Not singing, he's whistling all right.
Missing half his teeth makes for the best blowies.
You guys know Paul
Just
Walker?
Just gum him.
Huh?
You guys know Paul Walker, the guy from Fast and Furious?
Yeah. The dude who died?
Yeah. He didn't want to be famous, right?
Okay.
And he just really liked acting in those movies. He made fuckloads of movies from money from them, sorry. And decided that when the big tragedy happened in Haiti, he was like, damn, this sucks. I've got all this money and nothing to do with it. And he just decided to open a charity, and he refuses to accept donations. Used exclusively his own money.
That's cool.
To like go out and be like disaster relief, and then went did it himself.
That's fucking awesome.
Damn. It was crazy. I had no idea. I found out about it like last week.
That's really cool.
Crazy. And then he died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
It was tragic.
Yeah.
Yeah. This guy came to his door, looked at his finances. He's like, "Yo, mate, you're fucked.
How did you die?
You're broke.
Why did you do that?
I thought saints couldn't die.
Jesus, you're really gonna make fun of Paul Walker dying right after telling us a really good thing he did.
I'm not making fun of him.
I just started missing him again, and you've just
yeah. I was just saying how good of a guy he is. You know, it's crazy that good people can die, huh?
Yeah, good people die all the time. It's sort of one of those unavoidable things in life.
Who knew?
Yeah,
we're all gonna die at some point. I watched Midsommar the other night. And there's a ritual where the elders jump off a cliff. You guys seen Midsommar?
Oh, yeah. No.
Spoilers, by the way.
Okay.
Anyway, it's a good movie, but like their
Jay
philosophy.
Jay just said, unfortunately.
You haven't seen it?
No, I haven't. It's fucked.
Should I not watch it?
No, it's a good ass movie.
It's a good movie, but it's fucked.
Oh, I thought you were saying unfortunately as in you thought it was bad.
Oh, no. Okay. Really good movie.
It's like a daytime horror movie. Like it's not even that scary. It's more just unsettling.
Yeah.
But anyway, like it's about Swedish pagan rituals, old like folk cult shit. One of the rituals is that the old people kill themselves before death can take them, take the choice into their own hands, because death is a terrible thing. They believe there's no, I don't even know why the fuck I'm talking about this.
No, I like it. Just keep going.
They believe that, you know, growing old is terrible, so just take matters in your own hands and jump off a cliff. However,
that's kind of fair.
I could see a point in it, yeah. But then one of the old guys tried to kill himself, and he didn't die on impact. Landed directly on his feet, fucking writhed in pain on the ground. Then they came over, smacked him in the head with a mallet 3 times.
Yeah.
So just, you know, pick your battles.
That would hurt.
That's the moral of the story.
That's what I got from it, I suppose.
Pick your battles, eh?
I don't fucking know why I started talking about that shit. I was just trying to get the fuck off Paul Walker. Starting to get teary eyed.
Yeah, sorry. No, he was a great guy.
Yeah, that sounds cool. Yeah. I mean,
straight.
I was impressed when I found out about that. Anyway, let's just get off that topic, huh?
So fucking tarantulas.
Anyway, so Russia.
Tarantulas are cool, huh?
Yeah. Oh yeah, what's happening with Russia and Ukraine?
Dude, they do be bordering each other.
Russia be like, Ukraine?
Yeah, can we pull up that
Crimea River?
Can we pull up that Ukraine tweet?
What's the memes?
Was it from the official Twitter account of the Ukraine? Yeah, look.
No, our whole country's memeing.
Yeah, Ukraine, the Twitter account, verified. 213k followers. I got more followers than that.
Even I got more followers.
What a shitty small country. No shit, then you'd be invaded. Shit.
Yeah, so for those who don't know, like Russia has been moving a ton of troops on the border of Ukraine recently. Just kind of like idly chilling, training over there. A bit of a threat. Ukraine government tweets, type of headaches. It's migraine, hypertension, stress, and then is living next to Russia. It's just all red. Which clearly indicates that they find it quite a headache to live next to Russia at this particular time and so historically.
Funny. How many likes did it get?
360-something K, I think.
Yeah, that's like good publicity.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome. Banger tweet. I don't know what Putin's thinking reading that in the morning.
Oh, fuck. Ukraine got me with a zinger. Yeah.
Swiper, no swiping.
Better nuke him.
Jesus Christ.
Got to get them back.
So, like, I'm not too informed, but it seems like there's some kind of threat here, whether it'll come into fruition or not, we don't know. I also know that something I read today, this is the Arbitrary Podcast, no idea if this is true, but apparently Russia is like denying that US send any help to the Ukraine, and the Ukraine apparently is okay with it. I don't know, there's something about like US is not allowed to interfere with this little border.
I think the US said they're not going to.
The US said they're not going to, but I think Ukraine. And this is, again, literally something I think I read from a comment.
But you might not.
There's something about like the Ukraine be like, if they're going to fuck us up, then we're going to handle it sort of thing. They don't want the U.S. help. They don't want U.S. interference.
That is fair. Like,
I don't really know. This is a terrible thing to be talking about. I don't know the fucking shit about this.
Yeah, the U.S. does like to interfere.
They do like to interfere.
Yeah.
And stomping all over
NATO going to
foreign
step
affairs with their big boots.
What is NATO?
What is it? Isn't that like the UN or some shit?
National Association of Trans Officers.
Okay.
Yep.
Just transgender police officers.
Nailed it.
It's fucking
exactly.
Russia, this is NATO. This is not Sharknado. This is NATO. Don't invade Ukraine.
Sharknado.
Sharknado.
This is not Sharknado.
It's just a bunch of sharks. Yeah.
And sharks and microphones in front of them.
It's time for my special move.
Discussing border affairs. Jesus Christ. Now the US do have a tendency of getting all handsy in foreign affairs.
Does Ukraine have any oil?
Is that some oil?
Yeah, that's what I say.
we got a lot of oil over there.
Why don't we set up various military camps here for years? Oh, boy. Yep.
Yeah.
Politics, huh? What do you do about it?
Crazy.
We should start our own polit government?
Polit government. Yeah. Polit government.
Fuck. Yeah, we could give it a crack. Let's make a political party.
I'm loving our chances, though. Why not?
I just think we're dumb cunts.
I kind of feel like in Australia, we could maybe get some votes.
Yeah, at least three. We have an audience.
Yeah, is it legal to tell your audience to vote for you?
No, it's literally the whole gig.
Yeah.
It's literally what it means to
vote for me.
Yeah, so we could probably get into politics.
It's like Donald Trump did the same shit. You were like, hey, you guys like my hotels?
You guys like the Apprentice?
You guys like the Apprentice? You guys like hair? Orange hair?
You guys like the Misfits podcast?
Yeah.
Maybe vote for us on the Australian government?
Maybe vote for us. We'll definitely mix it up.
Yeah, and then we can, you know, do
some slogan.
We can do some ads, you know, where we're like, hey, you know, we're going to get some seats. If you guys that aren't our audience also vote, we'll get even more seats.
Exactly.
You reckon you could get into office or power just without even trying? Yes. Just like you're running a campaign, but it's super laid back and people just relate to it.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, consider it.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I don't know much about politics, guys, but you probably don't either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you woefully ignorant? Do you really not give a fuck about the sociopolitical climate in your country? Consider us. We fucking don't really know either.
We're just going to try and make Australia better, but we'll probably fail.
We've got a couple ideas.
We'll give it a crack.
We've got two ideas.
We've got like two ideas. First one, keep the economy strong.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good
second
one.
Second idea, fucking keep the borders locked. Fuck everyone else.
Oh,
fuck them. Fuck them.
Okay. I don't know if we're going to get anywhere there.
I've got lots of support now. What the hell?
That's just a joke. Now, what would our second policy be? We've got keep the economy strong.
Yeah. And
don't fuck shit up.
Get rid of coronavirus.
Yep. Stop COVID.
Yes. Just get rid of it.
We're just going to get rid of it.
Yeah.
We here at the Misfits Party, we've actually had a chat about it. We don't see the positive in coronavirus. So
we're actually a bit sick of it.
We think we're just going to get rid of it.
Well, there's positive tests. Just make them all negative. Like, I understand.
Yeah, I do get it. You know, they thought they'd have a crack.
Yeah.
But it just doesn't feel like it was worth it.
Yeah. No, we're going to get rid of COVID. We're also going to get rid of vaccine passes and and social distancing, because that's really annoying too.
Yeah,
it is. So
I think
annoying.
Just get rid of the whole situation.
Yeah.
Out the window. Let's just go back to how we used to be.
Yeah. You still have to pay wave though.
You still got to pay us taxes. We actually increase those a little bit.
Just for abolishing
COVID and everything.
Yeah, it's pretty good of us to do that. Yeah, so like, the least we can do is ask for a bit more tax.
A couple more dollars.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. We're raising it to 70%.
Also, tax now has to be paid in cash.
At an undisclosed location.
A P.O. box. Send it a wad of cash, please.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll tell you where it's going.
Yeah.
We're not going to... Like, we can't prove it, but...
Yeah.
But, like, we're probably going to help education and stuff. I think that's...
Yeah, also, Jay's got a huge opium problem.
but that just makes us more relatable. we got a cracked out mate.
Yeah, exactly. He's cracked out. He's fucked up. But
I could use it.
He's cracked at Fortnite too, my guy.
He's cracked at Fortnite. And fuck, he's got some good policies. He actually came up with the whole no COVID thing.
Yeah, the no COVID one. Yeah.
Well, wait, what was that? That you had that one about opium.
Yeah, legalize it.
Legalize it, man.
Legalize it, bro.
That's a good one. Yeah. Everyone's trying to legalize weed, but no one's trying to legalize opium. So that's kind of a different point for us.
Kind of like the minority drug.
A point of difference.
Yeah. Believe it or not, opium is actually way more relaxing. Weed gets me anxious. I don't know.
Opium.
I'm not a care in the world. Literally, don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
About I just anything. Fucking die on it and not
keep
care, you know?
Banned.
It's great.
Yeah.
Yep. So, yeah, consider it. And
2022.
I reckon if we genuinely tried, we would get a couple thousand votes.
We'd probably imagine we only get like four
votes.
We could
get like 10,000 votes.
Yeah, it's more than the Green Party.
That's gotta do something, right? How many votes do you need to get a seat?
Also,
what is a seat?
We should talk about this when we're done with the campaign video.
What is a seat? I got no fucking idea what getting a seat means.
We could stand.
We're not that fast.
Can we get a table too?
Mate, just go to IKEA. I don't see the big deal.
Maybe a lamp.
Holy shit!
I reckon we're done with this whole like one prime minister thing as well. We're just gonna share.
Yeah, it'll be the six of us.
Yeah. Yep.
Meso will come in sometimes. Maybe sometimes it'll be Fitz.
Yep. Sometimes.
Oh, there's two Americans. Is that okay?
There's two Americans.
Oh, actually, we're all from New Zealand.
There's diversity, yeah.
But in fact, there's only got one Australian and he shows up the least.
So actually, I think Mason's going to have to be the PM.
The Prime Minister.
Mason will be PM.
Yeah.
Punching darts.
Meso is going to be making sure that everyone has a airlock on their house.
Yep. Portals for everyone. we're abolishing the tram system. It's all portals now.
No more planes.
Yeah.
We're actually turning every airport. It's a nice big plot of land.
An
turning
that
into just solar panel farms, trying to offset the our carbon footprint.
Yeah, what does that mean?
What?
It was a carbon. What does that mean?
Just put mats in front of everyone's door by the airlocks and clean them off before they step in.
Carbon.
How many mats you know? You got the one here.
Shit, you're right. Not too many mats here in Australia. You get on that.
And dumb joke. It was a stupid
Bill Gates
joke.
Has spent $312 million on media.
Talk about splashing
on
what, out.
On media?
Media.
Media? Yep.
He's what paid the media $312 million.
For what? Positive Bill Gates propaganda?
Probably. I just read the title like a while back and then didn't really know.
It was probably just Wikipedia donations.
You guys knew something about it.
What?
I was hoping you guys knew something about it.
This is exactly what we were talking about.
Yeah.
All right?
We should start our own media empire.
Yes. We could make a lot of money. Yeah, we could make 300... How much?
$312 million.
We could make $312 million
from
Billy
Bill
Boy.
Gates.
Yeah. We'll call it... I heard this somewhere.
I read this title.
Might be true, might not.
Stuff I read recently online.
It might be true.
Might be real, might not be real.
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard Ninja invented gaming.
Well, it's just a fucking fact.
Everyone
knows that. It's like saying God created the world in 7 days. Yeah, he did.
Why did it take him seven days?
I don't know. It's just a whole week.
A while. That's a long time.
He was busy on the first five, and then the weekend came, and he polished it off.
It's a long time if you think about it.
Polished himself off on the weekend.
Polished himself off.
And he had a son.
Yeah, get on your son. Go on, son. He had a son. Head on down to Dinner Earth. Yeah, see how it crack. See how it goes.
Stupid.
Yeah, get her son. Just fucking.
See if he fucked Mary.
See if you can convince some constitute God.
Yeah.
Dad, they believe me. They believe me a lot.
As he's fucking, oh my God, he's crucified.
They believe me so much that they're going to have to kill me.
This hurts.
I've been hanging from a cross for 3 days, Dad.
They believe me.
No, Dad. They're burying me behind a rock.
Dad, send me back, please. Come on.
Please.
I left my darts down there. I got a real big fucking nicotine headache. Come
Dad,
on,
Dad. What withdrawals mean,
Dad? Please. Come on, surely you can just make me a pack. You made the earth. Surely you can make me some backy.
He did. He invented backies.
Eshaba. Yeah, g'day, cunt. I'm gonna turn your water into fucking VV, mate.
Water into VV.
Holy shit!
Oh shit!
He's multiplying the fish and chips.
This is my fucking train station, you dog.
You guys think we're going to see some serious revolutions happen in our time?
Yes.
Like what?
Like, you know, people just getting a bit fed up.
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
Yeah,
with it all.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
And, you know, eventually they'll just, let's just fuck this.
Should we start our own?
A revolution?
I think we should just run for parliament.
And then revolution?
Yeah, well, we've started that.
Yeah, sorry, sorry.
We need a revolution now.
We're on a podcast. We've already put the plan into action. They've all heard us just propose.
We don't want them to revolt, though, when we're in government.
Well, I'm hoping they won't.
Yeah. Oh,
they could, though.
Revolt
could.
Once we're gone.
That's actually really bad.
We should set up some parameters so they can't do that.
No revolutions.
Yeah, no revolutions.
Yeah, revolutions are revolting.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah, I reckon we abolish COVID and we also abolish free thought.
Yep.
Yes, that's a good one.
I reckon all politicians should be allowed to own guns.
And only
just
politicians.
The politicians.
Yeah. And farmers.
Yeah.
Well, that's natural.
Yeah.
That's God's way.
Yeah.
Because
God says all farmers must have firearms.
Let's have a 12-gauge shotgun.
This is just how you appease the people in the South.
We say that farmers can continue to own guns. Yeah. And, you know, fuck your daylight savings.
You really hate daylight savings. You bring it up every show.
I just think it's dumb.
It's okay. Not dumb. I'm really enjoying that the sun sets at 8:30 right now.
Yeah, but why can't it just always sit at 8:30?
Because it's not daylight savings right now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fuck daylight
savings.
That's
why I like it. Yeah.
Oh, why do we save daylight?
I got it all flipped up in my head.
Mm. Yeah.
It's a flip.
Exactly. It's confusing. Flip. I don't need that shit.
Don't talk about daylight savings. I'll go on a tangent. Fucking farmers.
Fuck the cows. What do they need the sunlight for?
Yeah, fucking lazy ass cunt.
All they do is stand there and eat food.
They're utterly useless.
Fucking cunt.
They were a cow joke.
Yeah, no, that was a good one.
You like that one?
I did. I enjoyed it.
All right. More opium for you.
Thank you.
Wow. Is that easy? It is.
Every time God. He makes me laugh, or he laughs at my joke.
Let's go.
Get opium.
Nice.
Yeah, you just never mind. I was going to make a fucking joke about him sucking me off there, but.
Oh, okay.
That wouldn't be a joke.
That wouldn't be a joke.
Yeah. I reckon,
that'd be a favor.
Yeah.
I think that's a good way to
that'd probably
start
be the only
a revolution.
Real thing about the show.
What?
That's fine.
Go to the PM, say, I'll suck you off if you fucking stop being the PM.
You reckon that's what fucking...
Yeah, I reckon old ScoMo would be like, you know what? I would have said no to this a couple of years back, but now maybe I give it a crack.
Is that what Bill Clinton's mistress was going for?
She got scammed.
Yeah.
Oh, you're definitely.
I'll definitely stop.
I'll lock it up. What was her name again?
I don't know.
Monica
Lewinsky.
Ah, Lewinsky.
Yeah.
Lewinsky.
Classic old money.
She's still alive?
What?
She's still alive?
Yeah, I think so.
I wouldn't have a clue.
I think she's alive, I think.
All right, good for her.
Yeah.
I guess. She wants to suck me off, let me know.
Old money?
I'm not a president, but shit, I'd just like to feel what he felt.
I wonder if it was worth it, old Billy Boy.
True.
Yeah, for sure.
Holy shit.
Definitely was.
Think about it, like, he had all right.
Yeah, you got a blowy from it.
Now he's doing some cool stuff. He's trying to fight AIDS.
He's got AIDS?
No, he doesn't have AIDS.
He's trying to fight it.
He's trying to fight AIDS. He's Bill Gates.
He's like,
I don't know if he's still doing that, but that's what he did for a bit.
He's trying to get rid of AIDS.
Again, just something I heard.
He's like Jake Paul. He's like, fucking fight me, AIDS.
Ah.
I'm calling you out, AIDS. If you don't show up to this fight, you're a fucking pussy.
So he doesn't have AIDS. Bill Clinton doesn't have AIDS.
No, not that I know of, Jay.
Well, he
but
might.
He's fighting AIDS.
He's You don't have to have AIDS to fight AIDS.
Like
that'd be ridiculous.
You could, though.
You could have AIDS.
Charlie Sheen is fighting AIDS.
Yeah, Charlie Sheen has AIDS?
Charlie Sheen does have AIDS.
Charlie Sheen isn't fighting AIDS. He's battling with AIDS.
Battling and fighting is very synonymous.
He has AIDS and he's caught in a bit of a scruffle with it.
Yeah. Wait, okay. So you're telling me Bill Clinton isn't battling AIDS? He's
Bill
just
Clinton
fighting it?
Fighting
literally,
Charlie Sheen's
fighting AIDS.
AIDS.
He's literally like trying to prevent AIDS.
He's going to people that have AIDS and he's fighting them?
He's out with AID relief.
Ah, like so, Magic Johnson.
Oh, so he goes to people's house and he goes, hope you feel better. Old Billy Boy's here to see you. I hope you feel relieved.
How's the AIDS?
I'm here to beat the fuck out of your AIDS.
It's actually been proven to work.
Yeah. I just beat the shit out of you.
Yeah.
Your AIDS, they chill out for a couple of days.
Yeah.
It's from a different time. I beat the devil out of him.
Mm.
Beat the devil.
That's right.
That is
right. Old Afro Paint Boy would probably be able to battle AIDS.
Afro Paint
Battle
Boy.
AIDS.
What's his name?
Bob Ross.
Bob Ross.
He had AIDS?
No.
No, oh, he beat the devil out of his bros.
Okay.
Yeah. And right. AIDS is the devil.
Yep.
Okay.
And this.
Sorry, now I just think everyone has AIDS. I'm lost. I just don't know what to believe anymore.
A lot of people do have AIDS.
Yeah. All those favors, you might have AIDS.
This conversation is AIDS.
Shit.
Yeah. That's honestly fair.
We're nearing the end of this podcast.
Yes, we are.
I think we should wrap up our campaign proposition.
And wrap up your willies so you don't get AIDS.
That's not how that fucking works. At all.
Not?
No.
Oh.
Are we going to call ourselves the Misfits Party?
Wow.
Because that just kind of
sounds... That just doesn't sound like...
It kind of sounds like we're having it PAX.
We already did a Misfits Party a few years ago. Yeah. And not sure it's the right
Okay,
vibe.
So what should we call it?
What's our party called?
What's our main policy?
I think we should ditch the whole party word in general is go for Fiesta.
The Misfits Fiesta?
The Misfits Fiesta.
Yeah.
I like that.
And zero Spanish influence, but we just yoink the word fiesta.
Okay. What's our, you know, you got to have something to spend your tax on. You know, you got to have that big thing that you're
it's his opium. Okay. But that's not the headline.
Yeah, that's below the table.
For me.
Yeah. So what are we going to get the public to be in on that they're like, oh, fuck yeah, that's a good thing to spend money on.
Well, are we getting rid of the COVID stuff?
Yeah, that's not going to cost anything, though.
We'll
make Siggy's cheap again. Yeah, Make Siggy's cheap again.
I don't know. Is there enough people that still smoke cigarettes that, you know,
there's going to be.
People be vaping these days, man.
Yeah. Make vapes with the times. Legal.
We don't want to come across like these boomers that are in government currently. We're hip and we're young and we don't know what we're doing.
Hip and young and we're dumb.
We're hip, we're young, and God, we need help. We're not qualified for this job.
I think we
just be really honest.
I reckon we say one of our campaign policies is that it becomes a legal right that once a year you get one free week off work, holiday leave work, but during this holiday work you get given a free camper van.
Free camper?
That's a lot of camper vans we need.
You
get to
rent.
Everyone.
And then all the camping grounds will be full.
Well, they have to have it on different weeks.
You're just encouraging people to be cooking up opioids in there.
Heisenberg.
So Heisenberg camper vans.
It's 52 weeks. And then how was the population of Australia?
Australia's like a seventh of the world, so it's like a million.
So
a million divided by 52, whatever that is.
64,000.
So that's how many camper vans we need.
I don't know if I'll do the math on that one.
I think that's. I mean, I.
Yeah, what's the point though? What's this camper van idea? You're just rambling. Just because it's a cool thing.
It's a campaign policy that you get to go on a nice little camper van trip once a year.
That sounds like a raffle giveaway. What the hell?
It's actually 19,230. It's not 64, by the way.
Even easier. Yeah, we can make that work.
19,000. There's probably that many camper vans in Australia.
Fuck off. Just fuck off.
Also, there's not a million people in Australia. There's a few more.
You're a captain.
Okay, you're right.
You're actually captain.
You're actually doing
this. And we can only post Twitter memes, and that's how we communicate to everyone.
With our updates always in the form of fucking memes.
We'll close the COVID concentration camps. You know, there's a bunch of cunts in America that say that Australia has COVID concentration camps.
What are they concentrating on?
This is what people were saying. They're like, it's like the Holocaust. They're putting people in camps. These cunts are just like chilling for 2 weeks, you know, having time off work.
In camps.
Having a party.
It's a fucking
bit of bevs from the SK.
Hotel quarantine.
It's literally a hotel where they get food. It's
fancy.
And it's nice.
Yeah.
I don't know. The world's a bit fucked up. We're doing our best. We're going to try to create some change.
Yeah, we're having some crack.
We're going to try to give back. I don't think we should leave with that opiate thing.
No.
We don't have to tell them.
Look, we got a few kinks to work out.
But it will still be in the fine print, though, right?
No, because it's
very important.
Look, Jay's out if there's no opioid, so we'll put it in there somewhere.
That's why they're paying tax with cash.
Okay.
Because otherwise, your dealer doesn't accept cards.
No.
All right, well, if you want to vote for us, then let us know on Twitter. Send us some cash. Yeah.
Right.
We want you.
Write Mason's name on your ballot.
Yep.
It has to be Mason, unfortunately.
It has to be.
Oh, we can be a party, though.
Well,
a fiesta.
We'll see how it goes.
Vote for us.
Thanks for listening to our proposal.
Yeah.
And I guess we'll see you next week, huh?
Yeah. See you at the ballots.
Goodbye. See you at the ballots. Bye, guys. Bye. Goodbye.
Adios. See you at la fiesta.